Jeff, I'm sure when the season started, you know, you'd seen Ohtani before. You're like, oh, yeah, good player. But what you're seeing now, and Mike Trout's like unbelievable player. But what Ohtani's doing, I think, is more impressive because he's doing it as a pitcher and as a hitter. It's something we've never seen ever.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. You really can't compare him to anybody. I mean, as you mentioned, Babe Ruth sort of was a two-way player just for 2 years, and it was kind of by accident because, you know, he'd been a pitcher, and they realized he was such a good hitter that they should make him a hitter. And there was a little two-year overlap where he did both. But it was never really, you know, his intention to continue as both, which Shohei Ohtani has made it clear from the first day he got to the big leagues that he wanted to do both these things. And, you know, health has prevented him from really doing it until now, but this is what he started off doing in 2018, and he gave us a taste, and this year he's really done it for the whole season. It's been pretty incredible to watch.
Is that it? Like, is that just a change? He has been healthy, or have you seen anything different from his approach at the plate, either throwing or hitting?
Oh, there's a lot of little changes that have gone on. I think, first of all, the health made a big difference, and he was really able to have aggressive workouts over the winter, which his previous two winters he was recovering from surgeries, so he couldn't really do all the workouts he wanted. He, in addition to just kind of ramping up what he did in the gym, he increased his work, you know, his baseball work, increased intensity. He took, like, batting practice against live pitching in the winter, which is something that he had not done. He went to Driveline in Seattle, which is, you know, kind of a high-tech baseball factory where they work on refining a lot of guys' mechanics, and he kind of cleaned up some issues there. And, you know, when you look out on the mound, he's just really learned to pitch. He had been just sort of a raw, toolsy pitcher who could throw 100 and had a really nasty splitter, but he had trouble throwing strikes, and he was not always good with his other, you know, secondary pitches. And this year, even from April, as the year's gone on, he's just gotten so much better at being more efficient with his pitching. He's not throwing 100 anymore. He's not striking everybody out anymore, but he's just getting outs quickly and efficiently, and is able to go deep in games. And it's just really been pretty incredible to watch, you know, all the improvements he's made.
Jeff, in today, you know, in the NBA a little bit, you know, there's all the talk, oh, resting guys here. And in Major Leagues of Baseball, they really like to focus on limiting how many pitches and stuff. And so, you know, one of the big challenges for Ohtani is a lot of organizations aren't willing to allow this, right? They're so worried about fatigue and everything else. Now, how much credit do the Angels and specifically Joe Maddon to allow this at a time where a lot of teams are very cautious to want to allow a player to, you know, to be potentially overused?
Well, I don't think fatigue is really the reason that guys are not two-way players. I think it's just because it's too difficult to have those skills. I mean, they don't want somebody who can just be a mediocre pitcher and a mediocre hitter, or a really good hitter and a mediocre pitcher. That doesn't do the team any good, because they want to get somebody else who's better than that. So unless you can do both these things at a really high level, there's just no benefit to the team in allowing you to do it, just, you know, for the sake of saying you can do it. So in order for Ohtani to be allowed to do this, he's got to be able to do both at a really high level to where he's, you know, better than the alternatives, which is what he's done. And still, you know, even allowing him to do that, there are some fatigue issues that the Angels were pretty careful of. And in 2018, you know, when he first started this, they made a big point that he would not hit the day before he pitched, the day after he pitched. The day he was pitching, he would not hit. And, you know, he still got hurt a lot. So they basically, this year, they just said, well, you know, all those precautions we were taking weren't really making him any healthier. So let's just let him go and see what happens, and pretty much let him decide when he's tired and when he needs a rest. And he's been basically getting no rest, and he's been doing pretty good. So I think it's worked out.
Talking all things Angels baseball with OC Register Angel reporter Jeff Fletcher. Jeff, at some point they're going to have to sign Shohei Ohtani. How do they approach this with what he's doing on the mound and at in the batter's box?
That's a great question. I have no idea what the answer is, because there's no comp for this. You know, there's no way to compare, like, how much money is he worth, because there's no other player who does it. And, you know, you have to figure, you know, his next contract is obviously going to be a big one for a lot of years. And do you assume that he's going to still be a pitcher and a hitter for, like, all 10 years of a new contract? It's hard to say, because nobody's done it before. Maybe he can only do this for two more years, and then he's got to pick one or the other. So you just don't know. His value obviously changes a lot based on what he's going to do. So I have no clue how they're going to come up with what's a fair salary. I know it's going to be a lot of money, and I'm pretty sure that the Angels will pay it because he's, you know, he's a big draw, and he's, you know, a generational kind of player, and they are having some other guys come off the books. Albert Pujols will not be on the books anymore next year. Justin Upton has only one more year left, so they really just have Anthony Rendon and Mike Trout kind of committed beyond 22. So that's a lot of room to give Shohei Ohtani a lot of money.
Yeah, they definitely have the money to do it. So, and this is a tough one, but when you look at your crystal ball, if he had to choose down the road, what do you think he'd be, a hitter or a pitcher? I'm assuming a hitter, but I'm just wondering.
You know, he's been asked that question a lot, and he always kind of says, I like both, and I don't want to choose. So I don't really know what the answer is. And if you'd asked me, like, what he would be better at, I think at different points in his career, I would have given you a different answer. So, you know, it's really impossible to answer that one. I would just say, for the Angels' perspective, they probably need his pitching more than hitting, just because they really are short on pitching other than him. And hitting-wise, they still have some other pretty good hitters. So if the Angels were forced to have him do one role or the other, they'd probably want him to pitch. But if it were up to him, I have no idea which he would prefer.
What is he like as a person as far as the way he interacts with the media, the fans, and his teammates?
He's a pretty easygoing guy. He's, you know, we obviously don't get to interact with him too much since COVID has kind of taken us out of the clubhouse, and we don't get to spend too much time with him. But he's always been, you know, a guy that jokes around with his teammates, and even with the language barrier, you know, he's learned a lot of English. He's learned a lot of Spanish too. You see him talking to, you know, teammates in Spanish, and he plays video games with them, and you know, you even see him like joking around with players on other teams, and he seems to be pretty relaxed. And I think that Joe Maddon said one of the reasons they think he's doing so well this year is just because he's having fun. And you can see that on the field. You know, he kind of flips the ball around kind of, you know, in a playful way. And they think part of that is just because they've taken the restrictions off him and they're just letting him play. And that's more fun for him. And that's helped his performance.
He's clearly, I think, going to win the MVP this season, Jeff. So, you know, we talk about, you know, what he's going to cost. He's going to cost a lot of money, no question, on a big contract. But, you know, it's funny. Like, the Angels have arguably two of the best players in the league, but they can't win. Like, why is that? What's missing around the rest of those great players?
That's a great question. I think they're really missing the depth of pitching. That's been their major problem for most of the last few years. You know, they haven't had, you know, you need, for a pitching staff, you need 1 to 12 or 1 to 13, you need to have good pitching all the way through. And the Angels just have not had that. They've had a couple good guys. You know, some years they have two, three, four good pitchers, but they just never really have enough. And then this year, that's been compounded by the fact that you basically lose Anthony Rendon for pretty much the whole year and Mike Trout for the whole year, and now suddenly their offense is not really good enough either. So, you know, of some bit of encouragement is that the pitching has been a little better in the second half. You know, some guys like Jaime Barria, Jose Suarez, Patrick Sandoval have looked better. Like, they could be, you know, parts of the answer in the long run. But the hitting has been really the problem. So if you think, all right, well, if these pitchers are for real and the next year you're going to have Trout and Rendon back and the hitting will be better, then, you know, maybe things do look a little better. But right now they don't really have enough pitching or hitting.
That's a problem. We don't have either one. So, do you think that for Ohtani, that he, you know, again, go back to the contract? To me, it seems like a pretty big issue. Do you get the sense that, you know, if the number can be found, he'd be willing and wanting to stay there?
Well, I mean, I think the thing with him, when he first came over, you know, he came over from Japan at a time when, because of his age, his earning power was really limited. Whereas he could have waited a little bit, a couple of years, and made a ton of money. So I think when he did that, he pretty much signaled to people that he was not about the money. He's about wanting to play and be happy. And even, you know, the small differences of bonuses that he could have received under the rules, you know, some teams could give him like $3.5 million and some teams could only give him $300,000. And in his final seven teams, he still had some 300,000 teams in there along with the $3.5 million teams. So obviously, he didn't care too much about that money. So I think that it's mostly he wants to be happy and he wants to be able to play the way he wants to play. He wants to be in an environment that, you know, he feels at home. And I think obviously the Angels are going to give him enough money to be close to whatever the right number is, and nobody knows what the right number is. So I don't think that money is going to be the reason that he goes somewhere else if that's what happens.
Jeff, really appreciate the rundown, man. Thanks for this. Have a great day.
Sure. Thanks a lot.